Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan. This is season 6. This is episode 8. In the last episode, I was talking about how I was having to split time in between the station and home, and I finally just started working out of the station again. But I was still having to go back and forth, check on Roiland, then come do work, make sure she's all right, tend to her needs at home, and then come do some work. On my way back one afternoon, this is right after lunch, I come back and I see in front of the building, there's an ambulance, there's cop cars, a fire truck rescue, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what in the world's going on? So I park across the street and I call my landlord to find out, you know, what's going on. And I say, hey, Graylin, what is going on at our place? Now, he's there just like I am. He has the building next door to me. He has the whole building, but his office is the print shop. So even though he owns the whole building, he works in one side of it. And I have the other two sides. It's one building, but it was sectioned off in three sections. Went to school together. He was a grade ahead of me. So he's a year older. But very nice guy. And usually in the mornings, he would come over every once in a while, just check on me, see how things were. We'd talk. I'd go over there, you know, I would walk over there sometimes during the day and, you know, tell him what's going on with the city and everything, what they're doing. We're just friends. So coming back, like I said, I see all the vehicles. I call him, but I get his voicemail. And by the time I get done hanging up from the voicemail, leaving a message, I see them rolling him out on the gurney. And it's not good. In fact, he passes away that day. So now I'm unsure about what we're going to do with the building, because it's in with three brothers. And there's only one living brother left. And that brother doesn't have any kids. So the oldest brother, who had died the year before, his share went to his three kids. Now, Graylin has three kids, and that's going to go to his three kids. So, you know, I asked the remaining one, I said, listen, what's going to happen with the building? I didn't ask him that day, of course. I waited till it settled down. But I said, I need to know what we're going to do, or what y'all want to do. I said, it's obvious that I've put a lot of time and effort into this building. And I did so knowing that there'd be a chance I wouldn't get it, knowing that there could be a chance that, you know, we might not get it. But, you know, Graylin had said that if they would sell, you know, he'd give me first chance at it. And he said, well, you know, it's got to go to his kids. But he said they really don't know what they want to do. One wants to make an apartment out of it. One wants to do storage. One wants to sell it, maybe. You don't know. So he said, if I was you, I would look for another place. I said, okay, I understand. So everything's still going on. Nothing has stopped with everything else. And now I find out I got to find a place. Now, we got in that building in 2010. That's how long we were in that building. And we didn't get into this building until August of 2023, this year. So this is March that the landlord passes. Now, Roland's only been back from the hospital now a month, or not even a month, I guess, because it was the middle of February she came home. Let's see, January, a month, no. Yeah, she had just gotten back. She hadn't been home long. Roland hadn't been home long. The landlord dies. Find out that we're going to have to get another building. She breaks her tooth. The water line at the house breaks twice. I ruin my laptop. First week back, she falls. In the bathroom, she falls. We have to call the ambulance. Back to Lafayette we go. To the hospital to make sure that she didn't injure anything. Luckily, she had a brace on her neck. because she hadn't had her surgery yet. Then the internet goes out on the station. It's out for a day or two, and it gets somebody over to come look at it. Come to find out, the internet I have, it's not hooked up correctly. I'm like, wait a minute. I've been having the same internet with y'all since I've been here. But what it was, and I remembered, he said, well, he said, man, he said, you should be paying way more than you're paying now. I said, well, I can't even afford what I'm paying now. What had happened, and I remembered, the guy that was there before me, he had made friends with the technician that was at Charter. And he came in and did a little special deal that he wasn't supposed to do. Supposed to be kept under the table. Well, I didn't know all about that. Didn't know nothing about that. I just kept the same internet and kept on going. So when there was actually a problem, they found it. And he said what most technicians do, rather than have to go through call and go through the whole deal of setting up a new service, a lot of times they'll just go ahead and fix it and leave it as it is because it's a lot easier for the technician to do that. And he said, that's what I'm going to do. But he said, I'm telling you, this is not correct. I'm like, oh, man. I said, okay. He said, now, if I can't get it to work like it's supposed to, he said, we ain't going to have a choice but to call in and do it right. I'm like, okay. Whatever, man. But he got it. He got it fixed. And we were back in business. I'm like, oh, my. All this stuff goes on all at once. The broken tooth, the broken water lines. It's just happening. Thank goodness. My dad was able to fix the water line. We had the part on hand from the last time. The tooth taken care of. Got a new laptop. The fall. Shit mess up anything. But you know when all that's happening all at once? It just seems like it's just a steady amount of pressure. Just keeps on getting on top of you and pushing you down and pushing you down. And then we have doctor's appointments added to it. So in between all this, we got doctor's appointments we have to go to. And then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you still got to find a place. You got to start looking for a place. And the whole time I'm hoping maybe they'll sell it. Maybe they'll sell it. But the rains come. They're going to come. And the ceiling's going to leak. But I'll tell you about the leaky ceiling. It ain't happened yet. So April coming up, got some more doctor's appointments. But my buddy, Roger Barkley Jr. is coming through to take a visit. He's going to come do the morning show. He's going to visit with us. That was cool. But what was really cool about the visit is him and Diana and Chelsea and Josh, the baby, they came to the house and they visited. They came and visited Roiland. And it was great to have company. They came. They brought supper, man. We had chicken. Fried chicken from Popeyes. That was good. But it was also kind. It was very kind for them to take out time to come do that. And just spend the evening visiting. It was good for Roiland. But it was good for me, too. It was good to have a meal. It was just a nice little break from everything that had been going on. God knows. And I'm saying that because when you're going through it, God's still in control. And he knows. Knows what you need when you need it. Matthew 6:33. He'll give you what you need when you need it. Maybe not what you want. But when you need it, whatever it is, he'll give it to you. Remember, you can cast your care upon him. That's what it says. That's what the word says. But if you ain't in the word or don't know the word, then you ain't going to know it. And you ain't going to know how to use it. I'm going to leave that right there. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about something that happened to me that I thought would never happen on this next episode. Check out HunterLogan.org. Check out HLERadio.com. If you don't have the app, download it. It's free. You listen to some great Christian country music, some of our programming. I'm live on the morning show from 7 to 9. Jesus loves you and so do I. I'll see you.